Please have a motion to approve the minutes from December 8th, 2020.
Oh, second.
Sorry. Almost getting used to these things. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Microphone.
So we have two short orders here having to do with electrical. Jack, you want to explain change orders?
Sure. So the first one in demolition of the Balcom House, and for those of you that did the tour after the last legislative meeting, I think Gary mentioned it, that they found cloth wiring that obviously not up to code that needed to be replaced. So they did that because we didn't really have a choice. So the change order for that amount is $19,954. And so that whole building is pretty much rewired at this point.
You want to take these separately, Jeff?
Yeah, please.
All right. Any discussion, questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. The second is, if you recall, a few months ago, you purchased the cameras that the state requested. Our understanding, based on previous history, was that the state was going to pay for the installation, but that is not the case. So we have to install. Normally, when they've done the runs, our IT department or someone has done that. We've gotten reimbursed, but since it's all under this capital project, they've said that this is our cost and get it done. And so an additional change for the Matco to do all the wiring and connections of those cameras for $13,698.
So of the project, where are we budget-wise?
So if we take a look at what I'm going to propose to you next, if you accept what we propose next, we'll be down to a little less than $150,000 in contingency.
Okay. Did I need a motion for this particular one first?
Second.
Any other discussion? I think that was the main question. Where are we at? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. So the last one was seating. Seating and cameras were the two items that did not get put into the bid because we knew that we could get decent prices on them if the state, number one, required or requested them, and number two, if we had money in the project. So Gary worked with Andy to get pricing on the seating in the existing courtrooms. For those of you who have been in there, it's the old kind of auditorium seating that is quite dated. So at this point, we would like to replace that. So the proposal is for $74,000 to Intivity, which is a state contracted vendor for seating to replace the seating in courtrooms A and B. It will be not bench style seating. It will be kind of the individual auditorium seating, but it will be new. The GC, we don't have that price yet. Gary's thinking the GC installation cost is going to be around $12,000. He's going to knock them down, and we have some swaps with the GC, so we might be able to get a little back, because with this project, Eric and Gary and Chris are doing a good job. You know, there's give and take in terms of things that are taken out in existing buildings and things like that. So we'll work on that. But the motion would be, the proposal would be $74,000 to contract with Intivity for seating. With all of these things factored in, we really haven't dipped into contingency. Gary and the crew and Eric have done a phenomenal job. This would be our first real slug into the 200 grand contingency. So we'd be down a little less than 150 by the time, because Gary did carry some money for cameras and seating in that we shared with you, but both at this point will have exceeded their budgeted values by about 50 grand, something like that.
Is this seating requested or required by the state, or this is just something like
it's requested by the state. not required by the state, but at some point, for those of you who have been in there, it's going to be a requirement at some point. And I think we talked about it before, the line of demarcation for what the state pays for versus what we pay for is movable. So if these seats were movable, they pay for them. But because they are not, they're anchored into the ground.
Out of the original when the building was built. Mm-hmm. So are we going to have to replace the carpeting as well?
Are we touching the carpeting in A and B?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's what triggered this.
Oh, you're going to have to change.
Already doing it.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
So the answer is yes.
Yep.
Are these high-class seats or
like a chair? Yeah, Eric, they're like auditorium-style seating, right?
Yeah, they fold. The seat folds off, and then you just sit down and it folds down.
They're not
tight. I got a fabric cloth.
You're not going to sit there all day long or recline or anything like that. So.
Yeah, we got lots of chairs out there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think they'll take those.
We're giving them a good deal.
I guess the only thing I would comment is $150,000 left in contingency is in today's construction world a little tight.
With knock on wood, they've been doing a great job, but we're getting into the courthouse now. That's pretty much what's left, and
we could have some
much
issues.
Tighter than the last project or anything like that. But knowing these guys, they'll manage it. So
when we have the wishes and the musts, probably going to watch it a little closer.
Yeah, and we have. There's been some requests that they didn't put as requirements that we have said, yeah, that's not happening. And so we've okay. done that.
Okay, so I have a motion and a second on the court seating.
Still got a question. We can't downgrade on those chairs and have to have luxury theater chairs.
They're not luxury theater chairs. They match what's in the.
Yeah, but we can't put what they put in auditoriums and so on.
It is what's in auditoriums.
I mean, removable chairs.
We can't removable chairs because that would become their cost, and they're not going to want to pay for it.
Besides that, they can throw them.
If it's fixed to the structure, that's our cost. If it's something that can be moved, like furniture, they pay for it. So there's. Yeah, there's no way they're going to go for movable chairs.
Okay. Just asking.
Yep.
Okay, so we're moving fast enough here that Amanda reminded me we don't have a motion in a second.
Don't
on
move.
The court seating.
Second.
Okay. Yeah, Eric?
Just something to add to the seating. It was a request, but the security of the chairs being removable was a huge concern. It's something they don't put in courtrooms for obvious reasons. With just to add to
not something I thought of, but yeah, good point. Okay, we have a motion and a second now. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you.
We're adjourned.